Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and provide five-star customer service. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Rich Horwath. Rich is the founder and CEO of the Strategic Thinking Institute, where he is a strategy facilitator and coach to executive leadership teams. He is a New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling author of multiple books on strategic thinking, and he has appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox TV to provide expert commentary on business strategy. Rich's works have been published in Fast Company, Forbes, and the Harvard Business Review. He is a former chief strategy officer and professor of strategy at the graduate level. Rich, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Thanks, Josh. Great to be with you today. So, you know, I saw an interesting study. It showed that they surveyed 350,000 executives. And what they found was that people spend 40% of their time on stuff that's completely irrelevant to their goals and their work. So that's 40%. I know it's a lot of time. So one of the things I recommend when I work with managers at all levels is let's do a time tracker. So I'm going to give you a worksheet, and for 30-minute increments throughout the week, Monday through Friday, you're going to jot down how you spent those 30 minutes throughout the entire day. And at the end of the week, then, we're going to add all that stuff up. We're going to look at the categories: email, staff meetings, customer meetings. And then, more importantly, we're going to graph it out. And when we graph it out, now we really see where are we spending our time. Not where do we think we're spending our time, but where are we really spending our time? And then how does that match up with the goals and the plans and the priorities that we have? And in my experience, Josh, 50% of people are shocked that they're spending so much time on stuff that doesn't really matter. So track your time.
You're speaking to my soul here, man. There's the name of this podcast is The Do Zone.
Yeah.
And The Do Zone is a simple set of rules to make sure that you're actually doing things that are going to produce a tangible result. And the most important part of understanding if you're in the Do Zone or not is a time tracker, time study, however you want to call it. Here, I'll expand on that for you, Rich, just because I love this topic. There are 168 hours in a week. Like, and this is when you do the math, it really kind of blows you away. When you do the math, there's 168 hours in a week. Now, let's just assume that we're all very responsible people and we get 8 hours of sleep a night, which we know doesn't happen. Okay. But let's just say we sleep for 8 hours every night. That's 56 hours. What does that leave? 112. And then let's assume that we work a regular 40-hour work week, and we're clocking in 8 hours a day. So we subtract 40. We're down to 72 hours, right? And then let's take an entire day off. Let's take Sunday off. Like, we're not working on Sunday. Now, we've already subtracted the sleep, so we're going to take 16 hours out of that, and we come to, what is that, 56 hours, something like that. I think that's right.
Yeah.
So after you sleep 8 hours, you work 40 hours, and you take in a complete day off, you still have 56 hours in the week that you have to account for.
Right.
And are you spending all of that like quality time with your family? Are you really doing that? Or is it Netflix and chill? You know, what are you doing with your time, man?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's such a great question because again, I think we're on this activity treadmill. We're just going and going and going. That what I find, Josh, is the best entrepreneurs I've worked with, every once in a while, they put in their calendar stop. And that's the word they put stop. And that means they're going to take 15, 20 minutes and think about what are they doing? Why are they doing it? And how could they do it better? So I'm completely with you on that.
You know, another thing that stands out to me that you are really big on is the use of the word strategic. It's almost like, You know, whenever I'm on, I've been in a lot of sales situations, and I've talked to people about real estate investing, about business growth, and about all kinds of different things. And I can always tell when somebody is ill-equipped or not very qualified, and it kind of has to do with the amount of jargon that they use in their conversation. Yes. It's almost like jargon's like our shield. Right. And so in the corporate world, strategic, that's a shield for, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, talk to me a little bit about why does that word get overused and how should we look at it instead?
Yeah, it's funny, Josh. You know, over the last 10 years, the research shows there's 91 different definitions of strategy and strategic. So, you know, there's lots of definitions out there. And like you said, I think people feel like if I put strategic in front of it, now it's important and that makes me important. So now we've got this aura of importance about whatever we're doing. But the reality is strategic means possessing insight that leads to advantage. So to your point, Josh, you know, we can always tell if somebody's working from insight. Are they giving us things we don't know? Are they giving us new value? Are they giving us new ways to do things, new approaches? If you're working with somebody and they're giving you new value, new approaches, new solutions, that's what we want to really look for. That's how you can tell if somebody's strategic. To your point, typically the less they use the word strategic, the more strategic they are because they're busy giving you value.
Yeah. You know, that's the I made a joke about I kind of, you notice these observations, people try to deflect, like, hey, I'm not a racist or anything, but you know whatever's coming next is gonna be super racist.
Right, yeah. Right.
and so what are some of the, I know it's hard for us to really drill down what being strategic actually means. I'm a leader, I'm running a company, I'm trying to push us in the right direction. What are some common mistakes that we tend to make as leaders around the idea of strategy?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So the biggest mistake is confusing strategy for what you're trying to do. So a lot of times people put, my strategy is to be number one in this market. My strategy is to grow, you know, to be the best in this field. But those are aspirations. Those are goals or vision. The strategy is really how we're going to get there. So you think about like a New Year's resolution. I want to lose weight. Okay, great. The reason 80% of New Year's resolutions fail is because people don't attach a strategy to the goal. You know, the goal is to lose weight. Well, okay, what's your strategy going to be? Well, I'm going to avoid things that add weight and I'm going to focus on things that take off weight, like eating breakfast every morning, getting exercise in before 10 o'clock, you know, those types of things. Once you start to put that plan in place, then all of a sudden now we've got steps that are going to get us there. So in my experience, the best way to do that day in and day out to avoid that mistake is to really think about three things. Am I thinking? Am I planning? And am I acting? And I love the name of your podcast because doing or acting in my world is so much a part of it. You know, we can set the best strategy in the world, but if we're not out there actively focusing on the key things that are driving it and doing those things and prioritizing and then looking at those things and saying what worked, what didn't work, if we're not doing those things, then we're never really going to be strategic. So I'd say that's the biggest issue, is let's not confuse the what with strategy, which is how we're going to do it. And then let's do it, to your point.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And, you know, sometimes we get overwhelmed because there's just so much data out there. I know me personally, as an entrepreneur, I'm struggling with things that my people two generations before me didn't have, because there wasn't this onslaught of information just coming from all angles. Right. I literally just interviewed a gentleman who digs into all of the data points of a thoroughbred racehorse. And, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm like, hey, looks cool. I think he probably is going to run fast. I'll put $2 on him. Right. And he's bringing a portable ultrasound into the stable and like checking out to see how big his heart chamber is and how thick the walls are in his heart. It's an overwhelming amount of information. And we're bombarded with that every single day as leaders and business owners. How do we focus in and keep clear when there's just so much data around us to jump down a million rabbit holes?
Yeah, that's a really important point. So the one thing I would say is create a radar, and it's really simple to do. So on a piece of paper or PowerPoint slide, draw a circle, put a line down the middle, vertically, and then a line horizontally. So you got four areas of this radar, and then put in the four areas market in one corner, customers, competitors, and then your company, your business in the other. So you've got those four corners of the radar: market, customers, competitors, company. And then start putting down things that are top of mind for you. What's important to you when you think about that? And if you start putting stuff down on paper, what I've found working with different business leaders is that now you can see, okay, what's really important and what's not important. But if we try and do that in our head, Josh, it's much tougher to filter stuff out. But if we put it on paper, and then even better yet, if we bring some other people into the conversation, into this think tank, now we say, what's your perspective? What do you think is important for our customers, for our competition, for our company? Now we're getting other perspectives. Now we start pulling stuff out that's not important. So I'm a big fan. Create a simple radar and start really looking at what's important and then pulling this stuff off that's not.
You got it. So market, customer, one more time,
Competitor,
competitor,
and
company.
then your company or business. Yeah.
Okay. Market, customer, competitor, company. Understood. I love the idea of the radar here. And so, Rich, tell us a little bit more about what you do and who's a good target to connect with you and how they can do that.
Yeah, so I work with business leaders in all different industries, all different size companies, and I'm really working to help these business leaders and these teams think, plan, and act strategically so they can set clear direction for the business, create some type of competitive advantage, and then profitably grow their business. And I just wrote a new book called Strategic, The Skill to Set Direction, Create Advantage, and Achieve Your Goals. And so again, I think that book is really designed for leaders to give them a simple compass framework, strategy, leadership, organization, communication to help them better run their business. And you can find more information about that and lots of free articles, videos, audio, infographics at strategyskills.com. So that's strategyskills.com.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Rich Horwath, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done and how to be strategic. You can connect with him directly by going to strategyskills.com. One more time, that's strategyskills.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and increase customer satisfaction, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that's it. We'll see you guys next time. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.